USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Federal prosecutors intend to indict Hunter Biden by September 29th on gun charges. That's according to a recent court filing. Previously, Biden had a plea agreement aimed at avoiding jail time for purchasing a gun as a drug user. However, that agreement unraveled in court in July. The status of tax evasion charges included in the plea deal remains unclear. Judge Scott McAfee of Fulton County, Georgia, decided Wednesday that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough will face trial together on October 23rd. Scott Grubman is representing Chesbrough in the case.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that Mr. Chesbrough is judged on the evidence that's attributable to him and that the jury judges everyone on their own accord.
McAfee hasn't determined if the other 17 defendants will join the trial. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to completing his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He froze recently at two press conferences, but received clearance from the Capitol physician, who attributed them to occasional post-concussion lightheadedness stemming from a March injury. Tropical Storm Lee has now turned into a hurricane. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm is about 1,200 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, and it is progressing west-northwest at a rate of 14 miles per hour. Amid a fresh surge in COVID cases in the United States, the FDA is extending expiration dates for numerous at-home COVID test products. You're encouraged to check the FDA website for brand-specific extensions. Public health authorities say that all viable at-home tests can detect all new COVID strains. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
The president tested negative for COVID-19 this morning, following negative tests on Monday night and also yesterday. He is not experiencing any symptoms, which, of course, is a good thing.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday the president will also be wearing a mask in public spaces. She says Biden will only remove his mask when he is outside and safe social distances of others. The U.S. government could run out of money by October 1st if a deal isn't reached between Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Top White House economic policy advisor Jared Bernstein tells CNBC both sides must agree to negotiate in good faith.
If one party is saying we will never raise taxes, even on millionaires and billionaires who pay an 8% effective tax rate, something this president just foundationally disagrees with, you know, we're stuck. So.
Republican lawmakers with the Freedom Caucus in the House are repeating an earlier call for steep across-the-board spending cuts. They also want strong border security language in any government funding package. The heat just keeps coming for millions of residents in the eastern United States. Heat advisories have been issued for over 50 million individuals from Minnesota to Texas to Massachusetts. Over the holiday weekend, a number of cities shattered previous temperature records. A heat advisory remains in effect through Thursday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.